Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches 3:8, the last of the Perek. In the last few Mishnayos, I've been walking through the process of how a Din Torah functions and the determination of the Din and the proclamation of the Din. Now our last Mishnah is discussing what happens if, after it's all over, everyone's gone home, Reuven's paid Shimon his $100, and now Reuven wants to appeal the decision because he found the evidence he needed before. Ah, lo and behold, there's the contract he couldn't find before. Can you reopen the case, or is there some kind of like statute of limitations where you can't, once the psak din has been made, it's too late to go back? So the short answer is no, there is no limitations like that. If new evidence becomes available, then in general, the answer is that, the litigant who lost can go back, reopen the trial, and get things reversed if he has the evidence to support that. Our Mishnah discussed that in detail here. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, Kol zman shemevi raya soser asadin. The basic principle is, if a litigant can bring new information, so then they will undo or overturn what they had decided previously or ruled previously. That means, just for example, if the court says Reuven has to pay Shimon $100, then a month later, if Reuven says, oh, he found the contract, and he comes back to the Beis Din, the Beis Din will say, okay, we've in light of the new evidence, Shimon will give that $100 right back, whatever the story is. Okay, so that's what it means here. Amrulo. Now, what happens if the Beis Din wants to limit, like put a statute of limitation, say you only have, let's say, 30 days to bring new evidence? Now, that is actually not something that a Beis Din would normally do, and la halacha, they shouldn't do that. But if they did, do they have the right to do that? Can they say, you have 30 days, and after that, this is, signed and sealed, and we're not going back to appeal it no matter what? So, says the Mishnah, Amr lo, if the Beis Din says, Kol raya shiyesh lecha have mikan ad shloshem yom, if you have any further information that could change what we said before, you have 30 days to bring it. And then, so the Mishnah says, if that's what they do, so then says the Tanakhama, they're within the right to do so, and that is binding. Matzah basoch shloshem yom soser. If the guy can find new evidence within 30 days, so fine. La'achar shloshem yom eino soser. But after 30 days, it's too late. And even if he finds evidence which would, potentially lead the dayanim to change their psak, it's too late. The Beis Din has the right to put a limitation on it, and the limitation is passed, and therefore, too bad, he can't bring new information. That's what the Tanakhama says. Arguing that is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who... he objects that in a rhetorical kind of way. He asks kind of a rhetorical question. He says, Maya says Eshalo Matzah Basok Shloshim. What do you know from this guy? He couldn't find it within 30 days. Okay, but Umatzah Achash Shloshim. But he did find it afterwards. So why can't he now? That's the end of his objection. But it's a question. But he says, what? You're not going to let justice prevail? Now he found the contract. He found the witnesses. He can't come to court and get, justice served? Question mark. And the answer is the halacha is like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, which is the Beis Din has no right to put a limitation in terms of time, and even if they do, it doesn't matter. The person can come back to court with evidence later on, even a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, and have it reconsidered. Now, what happens if, says the Mishnah, Amru lo have edim v'amar ein li edim? What happens if they say, bring your witnesses, and he says he doesn't have any witnesses? So now he's sort of said there are no witnesses. Or if he says, Amru havi rai, or the Beis Din says to him, Amru, have raya, bring us your evidence. Now, where's the document? Where's the contract? But Amar, ain't li raya. And he says, I don't have it. Ula achar zman, but then later on, havi raya o matze edim. Later on, he ends up, finding that contract or bring witnesses. So says the Tanakhama, harei ze eno klum. Too bad. We're not, since he said he hasn't got witnesses or hasn't got the contract. So if he presents witnesses later on or a contract later on, we're suspicious. We assume, listen, he manufactured that contract or, made some sort of arrangements with these witnesses to testify on his behalf because he said he didn't have them, so we don't trust him. But Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the same kind of objection with the same kind of rhetorical language. He says, Maya says that. Like, what do you want from the guy? He didn't realize that there were edim to be called up, and now he has them. Or Lohaya Yodea Sheish Lo Raya. He didn't realize he had a contract. Umatz arrived, but then he found the contract. So now you don't have justice served, and now he brought the evidence, says he. Now, again, kind of similar thing, and really the halacha is going to be like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, but before I get to halacha l'maisa, here's the third case, which adds some color. If Amr lo havi edim, the Beis Din says, bring us your witnesses. Amr ain't li edim, he says, I don't have any. And then they say, Havi Raya, bring us your evidence, you know, bring us, where's the contract? Va'amar Eli Raya, I don't have. And then Rasha Mischaya Bedin, so then he sees the Bezin's going to, or has already, Machlokas, but they're passing, you know, against him, or they're passing against him. Then all of a sudden, lo and behold, Va'amar Kirvu Ploni Uploni Ve'yiduni. He says, oh, you know what, stop, let Reuven and Shimon come, they're going to testify on my behalf, like, because now he changed his mind. He said there were no witnesses, but when he sees it not going his way, all of a sudden he gets witnesses to come. That's very suspicious. O shahotzi raya mitoch afundaso. He pulls out the contract that he was looking for all of a sudden magically out of his afundaso to pshatim. Either it means like his belt, like a money belt kind of. There's a belt with a hollow inside to store money and the like. Or the second pshat is like his undershirt. The thing is, I think they didn't have pockets back then really. So this is instead of pockets, they had like a, you know, a belt or like a little like in there, tucked it away inside their shirt. Undershirt, whatever it is, Hareza Eino Klum, even Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that's obviously very fishy and not accepted. So the halacha is basically like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, meaning that there is no statute of limitations and the Bezin can't limit a person for when he brings Raya. But if he says explicitly he doesn't have evidence or doesn't have witnesses, so now we're going to have to be a little more circumspect. And if the witnesses he brings later on, like were, say, witnesses from overseas, and he thought, oh, I didn't have them because I thought they had moved on to Timbuktu, but lo and behold, they're back here locally on vacation, so now I'll bring them to the Bezdin. So he said he didn't have them, but now he does. Or, you know, he got, you know, the paperwork from his father died, he got through the father's papers, and there is the contract didn't know he had before. So then the Bezdin would accept those things. But if he would just, you know, bring a local witness or a local contract, you know, that he just happens to find after the Bezdin's, you know, ruling against him, so now we don't trust it because we assume he would have made a big effort to get whatever evidence he could to present to the court the first time, and now that he's sort of, you know, all of a sudden magically got evidence to his favor that he said he didn't have before, that's very suspicious, and we assume that what he's presenting is, you know, illegitimate evidence, therefore we will not accept it.